I am excited to be here today to share a little bit about cybersecurity. I was joking with one of my friends. There's a time management book that says, eat a live frog first thing every morning and nothing worse happens all day. And I kind of wondered if that was the presenter's idea here, that we talk about scary cybersecurity and then it has to be less scary from that point forward. But clearly today, ethics and cybersecurity are intertwined. You've got both these slides and a paper I've prepared. The paper has many hyperlinks in it with links to other organizations, and you can get a hold of me and various things. We've done a podcast now for 10 years, a monthly podcast on legal technology, and you can go to my blog and enter your email address and get the blog updates by email. The Wall Street Journal in 2015 said every business is a technology business, from taxi cabs to taco delivery. And if every business today is a technology business, how much more are law firms technology businesses, where almost everything we do involves the sharing, manipulation, analysis of information, IT, information technology. And so I followed this up with an article in Law Practice Magazine. In my column there, I've had the last 5 years, every law firm is a technology business, and I would commend that to your attention. But unfortunately, many lawyers' attitudes about technology is it's not for me. My little cartoon here of the square wheels is sometimes what we that work with law firms really see. What do, as a business advisor, and I've spent 20 years now, I'm a lawyer by training, I'm not an IT person, but I've spent 20 years full-time concentrating on law practice management and technology. And what do we bring to the marketplace as business people? What does the average person on the street think about lawyers? Well, I think two things they think is that the lawyer is on your side. The lawyers are loyal to their clients.